Hey friends, and welcome back to The Sandwich, hosted by me, Amanda Muse. Here we are, season 5, episode 2, and we're coming in strong with my dad. So my dad spent a weekend with us, has it already been a week or so? And we had a wonderful time, and it was great. Because normally when I have my dad come by for a visit, he just stays the one night. That way we can have a glass of wine with dinner, no need to rush home. But I have been rather busy this season gearing up for the holidays with work and campaigns that we thought, let's keep dad for the whole weekend. And it was fabulous. Honestly, we all had so much fun and it allowed for us to have some time to record this podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. We cover some ground. Dad's giggle is infectious, and enjoy.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Cheers. Should we do a cheers?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, we shall.
Bing.
How many cheers have we done today?
A couple for Instagram, for sure. Hi, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I know. We're very excited. We've also had a couple glasses of wine, so we got to be honest with you. I haven't had the podcast back for a bit, so I'm a little rusty.
And the reason for that is?
I've just been busy.
Just been busy. Okay. Just been busy. That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
It's been a busy season. But we thought we would come back, and Dad and I often talk about our fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to that. But let's start... Okay, well, first, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about, like, the father-daughter thing, because we're pretty close.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Then we're going to talk about fitness.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some questions, hopefully, from you guys, because I actually posted it on Instagram, and we're just waiting for the questions to come in.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, you're my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Where to begin? Well, I think, okay, something you often say is you named me.
I did.
How'd that work out? How'd you win that bet?
For some strange reason, during that same time period, I could guess sex of the child of our friends that were all expecting. I was good at it. I just had this sensation, like this feeling. Call me almost psychic, I guess. It's kind of funny to say that now, but I was on a roll. So like your mother get pregnant and she goes, it's going to be a boy. Is it? No. Started actually with when mom got pregnant.
Okay.
And I said, I want a sister. And they both like, I can remember this. They're going, well, we don't know. Cause back then they didn't. Right. Go, you know, well, we don't know. It's going to be a girl. And I was like sold on it.
Oh.
And they were like, well, it might be a boy. No, it's going to be a girl. And it was a girl.
No kidding.
And they're like, how the hell did he know this? I just knew. So I've been pretty fortunate in in guessing this. So yeah, so you're a girl. So I said, well, and I made a bet. I said, well, if it's a girl, I get to name the child. And I liked it was a toss up between Amanda and Shannon.
Ah.
Yeah. So I just chose, Amanda.
I can't see myself as a Shannon.
Well,
Amanda worked out.
Well, you're kind of used to it now. You only had 36 years,
Shannon,
right?
Sorry,
you know what the hell? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel familiar.
But the funniest part was when your mom got pregnant, with your brother, and I said the same thing. No, it's gonna be a boy. No, it's not. This time it's gonna be another girl. I said, no, it's gonna be a boy. Sean, it is.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be that.
But she got to choose the middle names.
The middle
names. I conceded. I mean, she did give birth to you. I mean, come on.
That was kind.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
I tried to name Jack something else entirely. I totally got vetoed out.
It's okay. It's okay.
Could have been Bear. Could have been so
Could have been. Yeah, it could have been.
So you named me.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty close ever since.
Well, you had no choice. It's the way it is. Yeah, that's,
Look at your old leg. It's shaking the camera.
God.
Dad's shaky.
Sure.
Anybody else's dad do that?
That comes from my dad. My dad used to do that too.
Dad's a leg tapper.
It's just that right leg thing.
See, it's going.
Oh my God. Sorry about that. Okay.
I have to tap him.
Sorry.
Okay. If you're watching the video, I'm just poking him. That's why.
Sorry. Okay.
The leg smack. Yep. So yeah, we've been pretty close ever since.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maintained closeness throughout.
Yeah, you were a pain in the ass when you were about 14, though.
Who wasn't?
No, nah, you're all right. You're okay.
There was one incident with the jacket that still gets you.
Oh, is that funny how that works out?
God, yeah, I'll tell you the story if you've never heard it. So I'm 14.
14.
At the time, if you're about my age, which is 36, there was this very trendy Columbia jacket, and it was all the rage. It was like the Columbia jacket. It was actually a men's jacket.
Yeah, it was. That's right. Yes, yes.
I was not that large of a human. But anyway, it was a men's Columbia jacket that, like, if you unzipped it, was then a fleece. Yes. So it was a fleece inside the windbreaker. Yeah. This was like...
It's nice layered, actually. It's actually quite nice.
I wore that thing for 12 years because of guilt. But...
I didn't know that. Are you serious?
I kept that thing, so it was not appropriate to be wearing cruel. It anymore. Oh, that's
cruel. I didn't know that. Okay.
But I was so adamant. I don't remember ever that leg.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't remember ever asking for specific things from you.
You never did.
Never.
No, you didn't.
But sometimes adults have better jobs than other times.
I'm
pretty sure I asked at a time that wasn't ideal, but I was like, I need this. Like, I needed that jacket.
Oh, you wanted a jacket.
Desperate.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So anyway, I got the jacket, needless to say.
Got the jacket.
So I looked real good. I was very posh.
It was good.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that my friend Carly at the time, I had the opposite color of her. Like, we were the same. We were twinning at all times.
Yes, that's right, Carly. That's right.
You know, high school best friends.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the jacket. It was not my finest moment.
It's okay. It's all right.
It happens.
It's okay. It's all good.
Now I have a child who demands all sorts of things, so it's
payback. She's only 8.
No kidding.
She's a force.
She should.
You're a quiet force.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Because obviously they don't know me as a child.
Right.
What was I like as a little kid? I don't even know. Toddler, was I quiet?
How do you describe your child at that age?
Mm-hmm.
When you were born, let's see. When you were born, just try to remember now. Hang on.
Well, we're going back.
Yeah, we're going back here. We're going back. The company I was working for folded.
Mm.
So I was out of a job for a while. This is like 1984. So I just decided to say, can I swear?
Yeah.
I just said, fuck it. I said, okay. Because this was a very unique opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. So we had like these, this type of baby carriers back then, where the baby sat on your chest and faced out. Every morning, your mom went to work. I plopped you in there. You and I went out.
Nice.
Oh, 2-3 hours, 4 hours, just walking. And you were like bopping along and giggling and laughing, and people, it was great for attention. It was great. It was fun. It was good. People loved you. You know, it was very popular. People, hey, John, how's Amanda doing? It was really fun. Oh, it was great. I loved it. I just loved it. It was so much fun. Being a dad for me, being a young dad, 25.
25, guys.
God, I look at it, they go, my God, it's such a, anyway, you know, and it was the greatest time. It was so much, I regret not doing that with your brother. I regret that.
To be fair, it's hard when you think about it. So Sean and I, my brother Sean and I, are the same age difference as me and Jack.
That's right.
It's a lot when you've got two and you're running around.
But you see, you think that it's going to last forever, that moment. And it's not.
Isn't
it goes
that,
by. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That concept,
it's amazing.
I feel like, when a new parent, because I don't like to give unsolicited advice, but if a new parent or a mom-to-be asks me any advice, that's one of the things I tell them. As I go, everything comes in waves and phases.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're at the start and this baby is like screaming and they're not sleeping and you're like, I'm never going to sleep again. I'm like, no, you will. Like that, give it 2 weeks and you'll be on to something new.
Yeah.
You know? But it's such a strange thing. You think you're going to be in it forever.
Yes. I think if you can spend at least 1 hour a day with 1 hour of unbridled enthusiasm, just off the chart silliness for the kids, make them giggle and laugh. Like what I did with your kids today. Do you hear them screaming today?
Yeah.
It was great. It's just like, that's the moment. That's, you can't have it better than that. Just 1 hour. That's all you, it's just 1 hour and they'll love you forever. It's so much fun.
It is.
It doesn't matter what you do. When you're hearing that scream, screaming of like laughter, it's great. It's great. You just, it's just, that's what living is about. Everything else is just a filler.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, kids, I've said this before, but kids would come to my house because the neighborhood that we lived, it was an apartment building.
Yeah.
And then behind that, we called it the brown buildings. And then the white buildings were kind of apartments, actually, smaller.
It was actually townhouses.
Well, we moved to a townhouse later.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. Because no, by the time we were little ones, we were living in the townhouses. It was townhouses. But lots of kids.
It was a wonderful place.
So fun.
The backyard. We had a small little backyard all fenced in. Yeah. And behind that, it was like a small little parking lot. It was just recently built.
They built that parking lot while we were living there. But behind that,
it was like a field of like parks. There was a pool. So there was a baseball diamond. There was like massive, the biggest sandbox I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But yet, it was no kids playing it because the cats kind of dominated it. It was bad. But
tennis courts,
but swings.
Climbing. That was an amazing park.
It was fantastic. We played there every day.
Actually, come to think of it, that was actually a really good spot to live because just right there was the huge shopping center area.
Yeah. Yes. Right? That's right. And we had the ice rink. I remember we went out every day after I was going to school at the time. I went back to school. I would pick you guys up. We'd munch something real fast. And for 90 minutes, I timed it. 90 minutes every day, rain or shine, we were outside. Just playing, skating. And you didn't care about the weather after a while. It was great because at first you didn't care. You were looking forward to it. And kids were like bawling to their parents saying, because like they wanted to come outside too.
Of course.
Yeah. And sometimes the parents, they took advantage of it. They just sent their kids out without, and they left me with their kids. Do you remember that?
Yes. Here, bring that over here. Just
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I remember my favorite thing, and I'm pretty sure Sean would agree. So my brother's 2 years younger than me. We would put our helmets on, and we would go to the skating rink, and there'd be nobody there because it was like just kind of that time, you know, between 5 and 7, like everyone's doing dinner and no parents want to go outside.
Oh my God, yes.
And then Dad would scoop his gloves underneath our skates and then like...
Oh, lift you up off the ground? You like a helicopter blade.
Like, so you're... And that sounds pretty bad.
It was great.
You're fully... I mean, let's just break it down. You're in Canada, in Quebec, in the winter, in the 90s. It was cold.
Yeah.
You are so thick. You could have chucked me off the roof. I would have like, bounced back up like...
Like just Michelin men. Just like Michelin men. Like, hang on by your skates, and I'm turning around in a circle.
And then you would just let us go.
And you're elevated. Yeah. You're off the ground.
So fun.
And you're just like screaming.
Time of our lives.
And I just went slowly. Turn. I don't know how I did it, really. I must have been pretty strong.
I'd say.
So I turn around and slowly bring it back down to the ground and then let you go. And you just be like... Like Sean twirling.
And
I would like,
and then you'd like fly across the ring into the boards
and you just loved it. Oh my God.
He'd put us, so you'd flip over the hockey rink and then lay on the hockey, like on the netting.
Yeah.
And then Dad would like push this thing around. Oh, we would just die. We had so much fun.
That was fun. Every day, and then we come back and we'd strip down and it's like soaking wet and we eat.
Kids, yeah.
Place you guys into the bath and you'd just be laughing and giggling. And I would tell you a story and I'd fall asleep. You didn't want me to.
We like wake him up like, Dad, no, what happened next?
Yeah. Oh my God. That was hilarious. I'd be falling asleep all the time.
Dad's very good at ad-libbing. I feel like sometimes those ad-libs filter into like real life stories and we're always like,
It did.
Or is that an ad-lib?
It's the Irish side of me. What do we know? Like, what do you want?
It's a good storyteller.
It was fun.
So as a kid, would you say, because I feel like my perception of myself was that I was pretty shy amongst like new people.
New people.
Not amongst us.
Okay. When you're just like really tiny, okay, you know, like a toddler, the only men, of course, being a dad, I love this part of you, okay? It's like, you know, father of a daughter is great because no man could get next to you. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you became a teenager. And like, what the hell was this? He started liking boys. I didn't like that too much. But anyway. Changed. So it's only myself and both your grandfathers. Mm. And it was like, you became like an alarm system, man. Like you were in, like you were in your little stroller one time, and we had to get some food. And I just reached over to get the food, and this guy just, he said, "Hey, little girl," he's kind of poking you like in the nose. You, oh my God. He felt like so bad. I wanted to kill the guy. I thought he was doing something. No, he's just saying hello. You know?
Anyway. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, but your brother was the opposite.
Oh, my. Sean.
God.
Don't shake the camera.
Oh, sorry. Like
Sean, I remember.
Too friendly.
He would leave with a stranger.
Oh, yeah.
He was so sweet.
Your boy, like a little boy, you want some candy? Like, if some guy could do that in a car, and he'd go, he would hop into the car. Like, but he was such a friendly kid. Like, he just trusted everybody. You were the complete opposite.
I know. I was very, like, rule-abiding, follow, like, I remember one, the story popped into my head. I remember sitting around the table. I think we were at grandma and grandpa's house with your parents. Mm-hmm. And so the way it was at the tables, there was like a bench that Sean and I would sit on the bench.
Yeah, right,
and
it right.
was dad, grandpa and grandma or something like that or whatever it was. And so we're sitting there and there's like little light that comes down on the table. And I remember Sean was not eating. And you used to like give me the eye, like, don't stop eating. Because if you stop eating, your brother's going to stop eating. Because he did everything
that's right.
I would do.
You're right. So that's true.
Yeah. So it was like seven. Like, I'm like, I'm full. Meanwhile, Sean's looking at me like, is she
that's
gonna
right. Yeah, I remember that. Thing. I remember
Good
that.
God. Stuff. He's now 6 foot whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever he wants. But at the time, it was like a big deal. So I remember he didn't want to eat his dinner. And somebody was like, well, Amanda, tell your brother what's going to happen if he doesn't eat his dinner. And I was pretty sure it was like, you have to go to bed or you don't get dessert. And I looked at him. I was like, you're going to hell. We weren't even religious. I don't even know where that came from.
That's
he was like,
that's where your daughter gets that from. She's doing it to your son now.
Oh, the curse of an older sibling. So, and I guess I feel like a lot of people said that Sean and I fought a lot, but I feel like it was just what brothers and sisters
it was
do.
It was typical. Yeah. But as you got older, you were a bit of a bully to him though.
I know.
But he got you back. He outgrew you, man. Then you'd realize you couldn't do it.
Not.
He paid you back, though.
I wonder where that bullying comes from as an older sibling, because and maybe it's just frustration in terms of like...
Maybe, yeah.
Because we had, obviously, so mom and dad divorced. We were 7 and 5.
Yeah.
So naturally, there's gonna be... Even though it was amicable on our... Yeah, we were very limited in like pain pain that we felt.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be... scar tissue, right? Because
that's not what kids want. They want their mom and dads to be forever, like together. That's just natural.
So I think I took it out on Sean a lot. Poor kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he turned whatever age and was about 6 foot something and literally he picked me up off the ground and just chucked me across the room. And I was like, okay, that era is done.
That era is done. Yeah. That's right. That's
Can't
right.
be a bully forever. It's not my finest moment.
You were... to describe you though, like you were something new, something that was coming as a change. Oh my God, kindergarten. That was a big deal. You go, the tears, kindergarten. Oh boy. Mm. Oh yeah, that was hard.
I actually remember kindergarten. It was only a half day.
It was
still, it was too much.
your mom and dad weren't there.
Didn't like it.
And with kids you didn't know, a woman you didn't know, what the heck? Yeah, you're not used to that. That was pretty scary. And then, but you adapted. And then grade 1, ooh my, going to the regular school. Oh God, the tears the night before. Okay, here we go again.
I'm going to tell you, not much has changed.
Then you finish elementary school. In grade 7, holy shit.
It's like, the big change. It's
unknown.
God.
Well, it was. And then even when high school was finished, because you enjoyed high school, from what I remember, okay. And then you went to CEGEP, which in Quebec is the same as college here, right? So it's like, it was a big deal for you. You know, and then after that, you came to, Toronto and went to university. Oh, yeah, boy, that was a big, that was a big move.
That was a huge move.
That was a huge move.
I moved into the basement apartment of the house that my aunt was living in.
That was very clever on our part, wasn't it?
Well, it was wonderful.
Because it's not in my house.
No.
It's in my sister's house.
Smart.
So we could watch you.
Yeah, keep an eye on
me. We could, yet you had your freedom.
Independence.
Yeah.
Had a roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like...
And I'm not too far away.
No.
It was actually pretty good. I think it worked out pretty good for you.
How long was I there for? Nearly 2 years?
Yeah, pretty close. That was a big change for you.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like you wanted the change. You wanted the challenge. But it's just like you put so much stress on yourself. God. As a parent, it was great because you wanted to do it, but you had to be kind of like massaged the way through. It's
very stressful. I put a lot of pressure. I said this the other day. I can't remember where I was saying this in a video or what, but I put so much pressure on myself, mm-hmm. but nobody was demanding it of me. Mm-hmm. Mom, in fact, I failed a physics class in Seja because physics is the worst.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Horrifying. Oh God. And then when I did the class to make it up, I took a summer class and sat next to my smart friend and I was like, dude, I'm cheating this whole time. And I did. And I passed. It was fine. I'm pretty sure that teacher was a scumbag though. And you could have just worn short shorts and passed. That's neither here nor there. But I remember when I told Mom that I failed, she laughed, high-fived me, and was like, finally, you're normal. Like, because I put
I didn't know that. Okay.
She was
That's
pretty
cool
about
that
it.
That is cool. That is cool.
I probably looked like my head was about to fall off because I was such a worrywart about getting good grades. I sat at that table way too much at night doing calculus and things. And anyways, so the point is I've always put a lot of pressure on myself to be the best version of myself, which is good, but it has its flaws. It has its downsides of
pressure.
Stress.
I got one for you. Mm. As a dad's point of view, you were like in Toronto, going to U of T, got into the science department, forensics, for God's sakes. So you were going into forensics.
Yeah.
And then he said, these people don't talk to each other.
It's horrible.
The most coldest people you've ever met. You couldn't even make a friend. You of all people. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. It's one friend I made.
Yeah, but they're like, maybe that's just that's what attracts the loners. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, but you said that you came to me with dad. This is not working out. I'm so sorry. University's. You were almost in tears. He goes, this is not working out. I said, okay, well, it's not working out. And then you started working. You know, like a Jets go. And then you know, has a flight attendant, and cheerleading, which you didn't want to do, but then you realize it's good fun and you made some good friends. These girls are really like freaking smart. I was impressed by that. Anyway.
Argos, by the way, not just random.
No, but they were like, these girls are like
CFL.
Very smart girls, man.
So many.
Yeah. Very deceiving. Very deceiving, right? Anyway, so the second year you were, here you are, the season ending, and then there was a master plan that you're plotting about going out to BC because Dean asked you. You fell in love with Dean. You're falling, getting to know Dean. And then one night, you're with me and you're saying, I'm not sure what to do. Dean wants me to go out there to Vancouver with him. Everything was falling together.
I don't remember this.
Oh my God. You were like,
blocked it out of my
huge
memory.
Huge decision. Because here's this guy who's asking you to live with him and move away. Because he had a great job in Vancouver. He goes, we can start a new life, you and I. That's what he was telling you. He's just begging of you to come with him. And he said, Dad, what am I supposed to do? Do you remember this?
No.
So I asked you one question. I said, do you love him? And you broke down on the phone. Yes. Aww. You said yes. I said, then you've already made your answer. And then you just bawled. That was a good dad moment.
Aww.
It was good.
Even though it was only 2 years of living in the same city, I mean, now we live relatively close. I mean, I fell asleep at the wheel once coming home from work.
Yes, you did. You did. That's
Being
right.
Being a flight attendant is no joke with those weird night hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And dad was like, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So then you drove me to work when I had to do those early morning flights.
Well, I didn't like the idea of taking a taxi those hours. It's just,
It's not like today. It's not like Uber where everything's tracked
not
and
now.
Documented.
Not now. Not then. No.
Here's what happened. We're segueing because this is what we do. But I was a flight attendant, fell asleep at the wheel and was like, that's not going to work. So I tried to take public transit, but I was in the beaches of Toronto.
Took too long.
Too long. And not only that, people just stare at you when you're dressed as a flight attendant on a bus. They're just like, Because that is, like, you know, there's a certain persona that goes mm-hmm. with the elegance of a flight attendant. And so they mm-hmm. just, and I was like, well, this isn't going to work. So now I got to pack extra clothes mm-hmm. to change before my, it was so much. And Dad was just like, I'll drive you. So, I mean, we've always been very close, but that was nice. Yep. He drove me. And then, you know, you make the stupid mistakes of a young person. So I decide to move to Vancouver.
That wasn't stupid.
Well, that was smart. But then I told my employer, I was working in a tanning salon. And the guy was a douche canoe. I hope he's listening. And he was just perverted and gross. And he fired me. I literally had like 1 month to go. He could have just kept me on. But no, he's like, you got to go because you told me you're leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was God, you're a douche.
Yeah, he is.
You think he thought he was dating the girls that were working at the salon? And I was
his company folded.
Oh, so dad. Like, because cancer.
Yeah.
Skin cancer.
Exactly.
Idiot stick. Anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but I met some nice girls at work there. But anyway, so there was a very tumultuous period of like, oh my God, I have no job. Thank God I was living in my family's apartment. I was still paying rent, mm-hmm. but it was minor.
It was good. You know, it was good.
I was able to get it all sorted.
Yep, it was good.
But it was it felt very fast and furious, even though it was like technically 2 years. Mm-hmm. And gosh, mm-hmm. what a time!
You had a I think it was a good time mm-hmm. for you. It was a real growing up time. It was your time.
And then I moved to Vancouver and called Dad every single day.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, I'll never forget that. You called me one time. I think it was after a month, the fifth week. You go and you said, how's it going? You know, but you call me, you go, Dad, that little voice, that little voice on there. Oh, here we go. You go, John, take it easy now. She's going to blow. I said, how's it going? It's awful. I'm sorry. It was so bad. And he said, what's the matter? It raining all the time. And Dean had these flights then at this one place. Oh, he was gone for like a month at a time. And you're like, what am I doing here? What's the point? Like, am I myself? You're not meeting anybody. It's raining. Constantly raining.
I had no job. It rained every day.
And you like to be independent. You're becoming independent. And yet,
I think
it was tough. It was tough. Just
for
you,
long-time listeners.
Just you and your dog.
Didn't even have a dog then.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had a dog then.
With like a mattress on the floor alone. It was sad shit.
I'm sorry.
I'm not even sure I had a TV yet.
Oh my God.
Horrifying. But I remember there's grit though, because I remember I walked and walked. I mean, if only I had a Fitbit back then, I walked around that city. So we lived right downtown. And so I'd walk. If you've ever been to Vancouver, there's like all sorts of little ports, you know, and you walk around. And I remember I'd walk by this one building and I was like, I'm going to get a job in that building. And I did.
Oh, that's right. You did. You did good, man. You did really good.
Yeah. It was ridiculous the money I was making at the age I was. But anyway, the point is, lots of grit. But you and I mean, I remember. So it was probably about a 15-minute walk from my office to home. And I would call you and I would walk the whole way.
That's right. That's right. You did. Yeah, it was nice.
Because there's always like this uphill part.
That's right. That was nice. It was nice.
So fun.
That was nice. It was nice. It was nice.
We talk like nearly every day.
Well, it was so different for you because you weren't living. You were living by yourself as an adult. You went from your mom's place to a place in my sister's house.
Yep.
The first apartment, okay, it was good. And yet now you're on your own with a guy. And it's like, oi.
That's different.
And it's
we've
like,
never lived together before.
And you're handling that situation. So everything is like no job, no money.
Oh.
A guy and a man in life that really cared for you.
Oh God, the no money part still hurts my feelings.
Oh, I know.
It was minus in my bank account.
I know, but.
But it's amazing what kindness does, because I remember this one time my grandparents sent me $300. It could have been $10,000. That's what it felt like.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Because when you.
Oh my God.
When you are an independent badass like me, and then you're in a situation.
Becoming.
Yes.
Becoming. You ain't there yet.
No, I wasn't.
You're becoming.
Becoming.
Because you were, that's what everyone has a certain standard that they're, well, you know, they should have one. Mm-hmm. And if they have a chance to grow their wings and to develop their own persona properly. which means hardship. People that have no hardship are hollow, and you know, like in my opinion, I know a few people like that. Like at my age, you hit your 60s, man. If you haven't struggled, they seem to be missing something. I don't know how to explain it.
Where's the gratitude coming in?
Well, they don't. Yeah. There's no real solid foundation because exactly. They've been supported by family or by old money. They didn't earn it. They didn't earn the blood, sweat, and tears. Okay? Like, totally. For example, like in this business of yours, you did blood, sweat, and tears.
Still am, but yes.
You start this when you're friggin' pregnant.
What? Oh, no. Esme was little. She was like 6 months old. A new mom. Brand new mom.
That's what I'm saying.
It's wild.
You were pregnant when you started, actually. Those videos of you pregnant. Standing there showing your belly.
Oh, that's with Jack. So I did this thing pregnant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You were showing your... I mean, you were pregnant, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm. No mat leave.
No. I mean, that's...
It's a wild thing to start from zero.
Yes, it is.
Who knew?
You did good, man. You did good.
You're just talking about that because if you're new and you don't follow me on YouTube, I'm very close to hitting the 100,000 subscriber milestone. This is something I honestly never thought I'd hit, and that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, it is.
But I'm very proud of myself.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, I think, you know, I was wondering, you know, as I raise my own daughter and my son, and mm-hmm. you raised a daughter and a son, like, if you had advice for parents, you know, would there be something that's like a takeaway? I know you said like 1 hour of just playful, unbridled joy with your kids is important. Is there anything else that you would say? Kind of contributed, because I mean, Sean's having a great year. He's got three amazing boys.
He's got three kids.
My brother just got a house. He's like on this renovation kick.
Yeah, he's doing fantastic. Offer in a sense of
like parental, like advice to parents out there. If there's something, obviously, you contributed in some way to have Sean and I are pretty fabulous.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
that's a good question, actually.
Throwing him a curve.
Well, let's see. I think it's making your child realize like they've got the potential to, you know, reach for the sky. They have the chance to just reach. You're gonna fall, you're gonna stumble, you're gonna scratch yourself, you're gonna hurt, you're gonna cry. But don't come crying to daddy like that all the time. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep going forward. I'll back you up, but you're going forward. You know?
And from my side, I think a lot of it is that if we ever call you, you're available.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember many times, hey, Dad. Because this is what a phone is when you're 36, by the way. It's not this. But
that's right.
Dad, are you available? Yep. Okay, I want to read you my presentation that I'm going to be giving tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Every single one, friends, my father listened to. And every time it was like, that is so great. And he always gave me the best compliments. But I think there's something about, I see it with Dean and the kids. It's like when you listen well mm-hmm. and you find excitement in mm-hmm. things that they're excited about, because mm-hmm. then you always feel like it's a cozy, soft spot to share mm-hmm. and to dream. Because I think when things are very rigid and strict, like I have some friends, I mean, there's this one person who once used the term obey in front of me in how she described parenting. And I was like, come again? Like if her children don't obey her.
Oh,
I was like, oh, that's different.
Ooh, how was she raised?
Not sure. But that was...
Oh, I think you do.
I do.
I think
that
you
was
do.
A hard yeah. word. And I just don't think... Now, granted, we have the blended family dynamic, and so things are different. But that term is not... Like, I don't think of harshness when I think of my relationship with you. And mm-hmm. I would say the same.
No.
Very open, loving, playful, joyful. I mean, people see it. We even had a comment today that someone's like, I can tell when your dad's in town because all of you just light up. And I was like, yeah.
It's fun.
Sounds about right.
It's fun. It's good. It's a lot of fun.
So nice. All right. So let's get to some questions. This comes from Instagram. So if you're following me on Instagram at Amanda Muse, you can be included in the next Q&A.
Those are all questions?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not even that many because people didn't have a lot of time.
Holy crap.
Robin Kavanaugh, she's going right for the good stuff. Okay. Your dad is looking amazing.
Well, thank you.
Any relationships in the future for him?
Any relationships?
Crickets. Dad's private about his smart private ass. Life.
No, I don't have anybody in my life. No.
Are you looking?
Well, yeah, of course. But I don't jump at the first opportunity.
We were kind of talking about this.
Actually, we were. It's a funny thing. It's not like I don't want to say I'm picky. It's not it, but I just
high expectations.
But you know, it's like I want. You know, it's I want. How do I say? I want somebody to rock my soul. How's that one?
Right.
Just rock my soul. Mm-hmm. It's just like just yes.
You gotta have that.
Yes, and I'm not. I don't want to waste my time. Just
I
don't. I've never been a fan of people like who went from relationship to relationship just because being alone for them is like terrifying. That to me, you can see it. That's not loving another person. That's just being actually afraid of being by yourself, because being by yourself, you get to see the real truth about yourself. Right?
True.
And it's like, no, man, I want somebody that will just. Just oomph, you know, that oomph factor, you know, it's like,
totally.
And it's like a real mutual feeling. So yeah, she's out there. I'll wait for her.
I like it.
Because she's worth the wait.
Exactly.
And that's how I look at it.
Well, there you go, friends.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, was he a strict dad? The Quarantine Queen 2020. So I think I answered that. No.
No.
So
no, that's strict dad.
Like you didn't have to be in a way, like, you know, if we I find okay, so let's just say from the top, with the blended family dynamic at the time, it was a lot of people were doing you live with one parent and then you visit with the other parent like every other weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Now I feel like it's way more 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very different.
It would be.
Right now. So no, there wasn't. I mean, when you're only seeing a parent for 2 days, you're not going to discipline. Like what the heck's discipline over 2 days?
No.
You're just having fun and visiting, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, we didn't have to deal with that dynamic.
No.
Though, I don't know behind the scenes, like if there was a big thing happening or one of us was in trouble, like did mom ever have to be like, talk to you and be like, yeah, they're on lockdown or they're grounded or they, I don't know. Did that ever happen behind the scenes?
Well, being, you know, like teenage stuff. I mean, I remember your brother. It's so funny. He went through this stage where he was lying his ass off to his mother. Yeah. It was just the way it was. And she got upset. She goes, would you please talk to your son? Because he's just, I can't believe a word he says. Okay. And I go, you know what? You're right. That is a problem. So it was kind of funny. I said, you know, your mother wants me to talk to you, right? He goes, yeah. He looks at me. He goes, yeah, like this. But I had a funny approach. I said, listen, I said, you can lie your ass off to her all you want. And he goes, what? it was just to break the ice, right? And but the message was there. But I said, listen, whatever you tell me, I'm going to believe you. And I said the same thing to you too. I remember that in like a slightly different way. I said, I'll believe whatever you tell me. You want to lie to me? You go right ahead. But when I find out, and I will, that when you lie to me, that means your word is no good. Mm-hmm. And has been, you know, when you're slowly going to become a man, eventually, a man whose word is no good is not a good guy. And nobody wants to be with a guy that just, his word means nothing. So it's up to you. So how you want to do it, it's not me to tell you what to do. And I remember his eyes were like popping. He was only about 12 at the time, right? Like, you know, 12. And I said, so you want to lie your ass off to me? You go right ahead. Choice is yours. And you know what? He never did.
To you.
Yeah, he was straight. And that, but I also told him, I said, but if you feel uncomfortable about not telling me the truth, say it. I don't feel comfortable right now, Dad, talking about it. And he actually said that to me like a few times. It was kind of cool. I really did
get into a bunch of shit.
It did. But you know what? It's like, it's okay. I respect that. But I just tell me the truth. It just works out better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it did. It did.
Yeah, you.
It did.
That's what you got to do. I remember there was a few times that it was like I could tell that something had gone down with mom and dad was in the know. And I was like, how does he even know? I was like, mom called him. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, well, you know.
So that's what you got to do,
That's
though.
What you got to do.
So this one's nice. Zena HD says, how do you maintain such a beautiful father-daughter relationship? That's nice.
Alcohol's good.
Alcohol helps. We've just always had one.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes my perception is that oftentimes dads don't know how to connect to their daughters. Maybe they feel uncomfortable about things. I don't know. But
well, I remember having a talk with you one time and I was saying, I said, And you gave me this funny look, which I totally expected because you're young, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, when you have when I have a child, I said, it's not just about being a dad. I want to be your best friend because you're my best friend. But you have to decide that by the time you become an adult, whether more or less if I'm worthy to be your best friend. And you kind of go like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Because it doesn't make sense, right? So I said, you know, being a dad is one thing, but I mean, it's having a best friend forever. So I said, when your mom and I get divorced, I can't do the dad thing. It fades away. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
It's like, why? Because you start to get into the friendship a lot sooner. And I was aware of this. So I made sure to look up about the friendship part, not just the father. I mean, I'm always going to be your dad, but it's the friendship which supersedes the father part most of the time. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so to me, that's go to school, learn about psychology. It works. It's true. It does.
A viewer says, for dad, she goes, aren't you just so proud of Amanda?
I am. Very proud.
Dad's my biggest fan.
I am. No, I seriously am.
We talk a lot about different ideas of things I do on my different platforms we have throughout the years.
Yeah.
No. Bouncing stuff
great.
Off.
Yeah. That's great. It's like, it's amazing to see your child going from like a baby up, you know, to like a toddler to a child, you know, to like a teenager and then to like a young woman. It's like now, you're in your 30s, for Christ's sakes. It's great. It's fantastic. It's good.
And we continue to find stuff to connect on. Like,
yep. Because life never has enough. We always have challenges. Mm-hmm. Which is like, that's the biggest turn on, man. It's just fantastic. How you work it out. How you deal with it. How you make plans for yourself. The freaking disasters. The disappointments. But then how you find that silver lining. You and I are good at that. The silver lining, we are good at this.
We have a lot of similarities in the way we address stuff.
That's something that we talk about. Yeah, we are good at that. That I know.
Yeah. Like you can be realistic about life, but also continue to be optimistic about what's to come.
That's right. Yeah, totally.
And, you know, in the last 2 years, Dad's talked about his fitness journey with us and like you made a change later in life and how impactful that has been.
That's right.
Let me just see this last question here. Oh, this is true. Jesse T. Real says, do you feel like this pandemic has taken precious time away from the grandkids? I feel that. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've only seen like your brother's boys once since last Christmas. That sucks. I mean, God, it's just terrible.
Well, and we've all just had the conversation, like Dad is in our circle and has been in our circle since the summer. But I know I had the conversation with my mom, like it's not going to happen. I haven't seen my mom in just over a year.
Yeah,
now.
It's not. So it takes a toll.
It does.
But we will get through this.
We will
get through this.
Thank God for like, and mind you, Sean's kids are still too little to do like video calls nicely.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah, just I know, hard. I know. But just got to keep crying. Just trying. Trying, I meant to say.
Crying too.
Yeah, okay. No, but just keep trying. It's all that you can do.
I think what we'll do is let's just kind of end it on a note of with the fitness. So when we were walking today, we were talking about how with the change of season, both of us didn't realize this intentionally, but we both kind of shifted the way we're working out. Like, it's like winter. So you start to be a little bit less high impact and crazy working out. And have you felt the shift?
Today's what? Today's Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. Yeah. So this past week, I've just really didn't do very much. I just took a week off. Just felt like I needed it. Because I've been doing 2 hours a day. An hour in the morning, minimum of an hour. 12 hours later, and I've been loving it. It's a buzz. I'm totally addicted to it. It's positive addiction is a nice high. It really is. And it's like, but I just decided, you know, I was getting a little bit sore. Okay, let's stop for a bit, you know, because I added on, I've increased, you know, like my weights, and that's great. I love it. haven't been seriously this strong probably since my 30s.
No
Which
kidding.
Doesn't say very, very much when I was in my 40s and the 50s. But anyway, it's like, but really, it's like, it's been just because I've been consistently working at something, just sweating my butt off for an hour in the morning, an hour at night. It makes such a change.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I've been dealing with the virus.
Yeah.
With the isolation, really. It's just sweating it out. Such a difference. Going outside for an hour, almost every day, walking fast, up a hill, down. It's been great.
I'm annoyed that Dad lost his Fitbit. I'm not going to lie. We can't have
yes, I know. I'm sorry. I can't find it.
My father's notorious for losing things. I'm like, Jeez. Where is your dad? Did you find it?
Go oh, I know. Yet. I know.
He probably threw it out by accident. No. God.
Well, hope not. God. Jeez. But then knowing me, I don't know.
Well, one day we'll get back to it.
One day, yes. One Dang day.
It.
Yeah.
But no, it is... You know, like you said, that positive addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I switched up the routine. Like, they know I've taken up kickboxing, and it's just...
That's good. That's nice. That's good.
I know that things are going to change with zones and stuff, and so that might be on hold for a little bit, but I actually have a boxing, what's good. It called? A bag, heavy bag in the garage.
Yep.
But yeah, it's... I think with fitness, you have to... Like, be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Also, be consistently listening to what your body is wanting to do.
Yes.
It's like, it's a fine line between, okay, you need a break because you have been working out so hard, and or you're a lazy bum and have been watching Netflix for two
days
in a row.
Yes,
so
yes.
You have to, like, know your balance.
Yes.
But, like, making it part of your day-to-day and just consistently doing it, I find is the biggest.
Yeah.
And what we were on the walk and we were saying, like, I was saying to Dad, like, I don't always want to get dressed and go for a walk in the winter. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're bundled and you're out there and you're walking, it's just like you just do it. And then you get home and you feel great.
I find there's more things to do in the wintertime. If you really want to, you get so many things to do in the winter. There's more activities.
That's true.
It just is.
But you know what's weird? Like, I don't know if it's just being in Ontario, but like... In Quebec, I felt like there was a skating rink every other block. We don't have that here where I live anyway. You guys have got some nice skating rinks in Toronto.
Yeah, I do. I do.
How that's going to look with winter, COVID stuff.
I don't. Weird. You know, somebody asked me that the other day and I don't have an answer for it. I didn't look it up yet.
No, there's so many. I find it's hard to maintain like up to date on all the news situations.
I just hope it snows like hell this year.
I know.
Really, let's just make the hills full of snow for the kids to slide, the skiing, the skating, the hockey outside.
Have fun.
You know, there's nothing like, it sounds funny, but like when you're walking down the street in a local neighborhood, there's not a better sound coming from the outdoor hockey rink or these kids slapping the hockey puck, man. That sound, the puck hitting the boards, that whacking sound.
Yeah.
So the kids laughing. And then the actual skating on the side where kids are just skating with their grandparents and just having giggling and laughing and falling on their ass. And you know,
it was so fun we did that.
It is. It's so much fun.
That was already 2 years ago.
Because you know, Toronto is full of like ravines. We've got some amazing, like sliding hills.
Mm.
Oh my God! Almost like dangerous for little kids. Actually, no, seriously, it's great. It's great.
But like, you got to be 5 feet tall.
Oh my, yeah. But I mean, it's just I just want the snow to come.
Snow makes it better.
Oh.
Cold winters without snow or like slush, it's the worst. No.
We want
and it's so gray and dreary.
Yes.
Like you need to have the white, crisp snow to
There's a town north of Toronto. I got to find out where it is. There's like, I think it's 2 kilometers of a skating trail in the woods.
Okay. I looked into this.
That is watered. Like it's with lights.
I've heard about
this. 2 kilometers at night.
But apparently it's closed and it's like not opened anymore. I looked into this last year.
God,
I know.
God, you're kidding.
Bummer. But I don't know.
Oh, like, for this year?
It was like closed last year.
Oh, okay. You got
so
me
I
there.
Don't know what's
okay.
Going on.
You got me there.
But I'm with you. I love getting out. I'm not allergic to cold. I just dress warmly and get out and have some fun. So I feel like if people were listening going like, what's your advice for fitness in the winter? I think it's do something. Even if it's just a walk or it's like stretching in your living room or a little yoga class. Like I'm not as intense with the workout because I'm not outside and there's not a lot.
Cross country skis. You can get some secondhand ones. Because too many people have tried them and they just give up.
Right.
Just get them and just hit the trail.
We just need snow.
Oh, just You know, a secondhand toboggan.
So fun.
You know those old style wooden ones? You know the ones that curled in the front? Oh, you could fit about 10 people on it.
There's a hill over here by the school that, like, I'm pretty sure my neighbor broke her tailbone. It's like so
yes.
steep.
Okay.
It's insane.
Good,
anyways.
Good.
Well, Dad, this was a great chat.
Good. Yeah, man. Always do.
Thanks for listening. And we'll have you back again soon.
All right.